Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing part 20 of Divine Healing, and the topic we're continuing on with is the seven hindrances to healing. This is part 2. Let us now go to the fourth hindrance. Many do not receive healing because they are looking to the arm of the flesh. What does this mean? What it means is a person is looking for a special person who's got a reputation for the healing ministry. They're looking for that person to lay hands upon them to get healed. That's nothing wrong with that in the very beginning of a born-again person's life. But God wants us to mature to become Christians that can receive healing for ourselves and pray for other people. We are not to look for men and women of reputation as we mature in things of God. God wants us to rely on the Word of God, on the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, and not the arm of the flesh, or not by somebody who's got a reputation in the healing ministry. This is not God's way, and God does not want us to do that. But God understands in the very beginning that as born-again believers, as baby Christians, we need to go and look for people who are mature in the healing ministry. Jesus said, "The works that I have done, you will do, and even greater." In the Bible, we see Jesus' ministry consisted quite clearly of teaching and preaching and healing people. The book of Mark says that we are to lay hands upon the sick and to see them healed. God is talking about every believer to be able to lay hands upon the sick and believe to be healed, for them to be healed. It is God's will for the believer to grow up spiritually and not to look for men and women of reputation in the healing ministry, but in fact to be used by God to heal other people. God wants the whole body of Christ to walk in the healing ministry, not just the fivefold ministry people, not just the evangelists or special people like that. God wants every believer to do what Jesus did. And God said in his word that we are to be conformed to the image of his Son. Let us now go to the fifth hindrance. Many people remain unhealed because they never set a specific time for their healing. What do I mean by this? When they get prayed for in their minds, they are going to get healed sometime in the future. In Mark chapter 11, verse 24, it says, "What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." With God, you have to set a time. You may not see the manifestation of your healing at the time when you pray, but if you keep your faith switched on or connected on and confess that you have received when you pray, the manifestation will come. In simple language, in faith, when you pray for healing and receive it, you receive it by faith, even though you can't see it or feel it. God says, believe that you receive when you pray and you will have it. It is not correct to think I'm going to get my healing because I've been prayed for. The correct thinking is I have received my healing when I got prayed for, and it is in the process of manifestation or becoming real. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." In Hebrews chapter 1, the first few words says, "Now faith is." Faith is not in the future, it is now. As we pray for healing, we are to believe we receive it now and not in the future. And as we place ourselves in that position to receive, we will receive it. If there's any blockages, God will tell us what to do. Let us now go to the sixth hindrance to receiving healing. Many people do not get healed because they do not desire anything. Our part of the contract or agreement with God through the covenant is that we have to desire something when we pray. Reading once again from Mark chapter 11, verse 22. "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." We see in verse 24, it's quite clear the Bible says, what things soever you desire when you pray. So God wants us, when we pray for our healing, we have to desire it. Your faith to receive healing has to have a goal. It has to have a hope or a desire. Your faith has to have a hope to fill. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for or desired and the evidence of things not seen." Quite clearly in the scripture, it says faith is the substance of things hope for or desired. If you haven't got a desire, then you haven't got a hope, and then faith can't fulfill that hope or that promise of God. Let us now go to the seventh one and the last one. Many people do not receive healing because they are spiritually lukewarm. What do I mean by this? It means that they're not concentrating on God. They haven't given themselves fully to God. And God wants us to be committed to Him, to have our attention upon Him, not to be lukewarm. The Bible is very clear. It says, if you're lukewarm, God will spit you out of His mouth. In other words, if you're lukewarm, don't believe that you're going to receive. You have to be fully committed to God. This point ties with our first point about preparation for healing. It is not possible to prepare yourself for healing if you are lukewarm, just hanging on enough in God and not being really committed, expecting other people's faith to heal you. God does not want us to go to other people all the time for our healing or our deliverance. God wants to use us as healing channels to go to other people to lay hands upon the sick so they can recover. Or God wants us to lay hands upon the sick or to cast out demons. God wants the believer, the ordinary everyday believer, to grow up spiritually and not have to go to other men and women in the body of Christ who are mature in those ministries, but God wants them to grow in the healing ministry and also deliverance ministry. There is a period of time in the life of every born-again believer in the very early days of their born-again experience that they need to get prayed for by men and women who are mature in the body of Christ. But like I've said before, that's not God's will for the believer forever. In the beginning, yes, when they're only baby Christians, but as we grow into full sons and daughters of God in the Spirit, God wants us to be able to go out and lay hands upon people and to cast out demons. God wants us, the believer, to trust Him, to trust His Word, and to work with the Holy Spirit to do these things. Thank you for being with me today. I've hoped you've enjoyed the seven hindrances to healing. Stay with us for the next audio, and God bless.